I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Just hours after saying that women who have a termination should be punished if abortion is recriminalised in the United States, the Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump has changed his position. In a statement, he now says the doctor performing the abortion should be held legally responsible, not the woman. From Washington, Gary O'Donoghue reports.
Donald Trump has travelled some distance on abortion. Once a supporter of abortion rights, he now favours a ban with only limited exceptions for rape, incest, and when a woman's life is in danger. That does not put him outside the Republican mainstream, but it's his views on what had happened to women who had abortions, were they to become illegal, that have caused confusion. At first, he said they should be punished. Now he says the women would be victims and the doctors would be responsible.
Gunfire has been heard across the Libyan capital, Tripoli, following the arrival by sea of Fayez Sarraj, the prime minister of the new UN-backed unity government, along with other officials. They faced opposition from those controlling the city, who called their arrival an attempted coup. Dr. Guma Al-Gamati, a member of the UN-chaired body that created the government, led by Mr. Sarraj, said that the armed groups had now given up.
We have heard very good news that the small groups of militias who were opposing this government of national accord have more or less given up and they have withdrawn from the capital, Tripoli, and there will be a general acceptance of the government that has arrived in Tripoli in the form of peaceful demonstrations in various cities and towns welcoming this government of national accord.
Hundreds of peaceful demonstrators on the streets of Minneapolis have been protesting against a decision by prosecutors in the U.S. state of Minnesota not to punish two police officers involved in the fatal shooting of a black man in the city in November last year. Attorney Mike Freeman told a news conference that the victim, Jamar Clark, struggled with the officers and he hadn't been handcuffed, as reported earlier. The Colombian government says it's reached agreement to begin formal peace talks with the country's second-largest rebel group, the ELN. The negotiations, to be held in Ecuador, will be separate from the long-running peace process with the main left-wing guerrilla group, the FARC. Natalio Casoy sent this report from Bogotá.
Desde el principio, hemos dejado en claro al...
From the very start, we have made it clear to the ELN, just as we did with the FARC, that the agenda to end the war does not include negotiations on our economic or political system, nor on the rule of private property, much less issues related to military doctrine or our security forces.
You're listening to the latest world news. It's coming to you from the BBC. A former Rwandan government minister has died in prison in Burundi 4 months after he was arrested there on suspicion of spying. Rwanda says that Jacques Bihozagara was being held illegally and the country's ambassador in Belgium called the death an assassination. Inmates at the jail where he was being held said he appeared to be in good health and that he died within minutes of being taken to the prison hospital after he fell ill. A new report released by the human rights group Amnesty International says migrant workers employed on construction sites for the 2022 World Football World Cup in Qatar face systematic abuse that sometimes amounts to forced labour. Human rights groups have previously raised serious concerns about working conditions in Qatar, but this is the first time the alleged abuses have been directly linked to work on a World Cup venue. Amnesty's General Secretary, Salil Shetty, says he believes Qatar is unfit to host the World Cup.
We are looking at it from a migrant workers' abuse point of view, and currently it's totally unfit. There's no question about it. You cannot have a major sporting event like the World Cup, the world's largest sporting event, happening based, you know, completely built on labor exploitation. That's simply unacceptable.
Human rights groups in Mexico have criticized a military court ruling that acquitted 6 out of 7 soldiers who were accused of taking part in killing 22 people in an operation against suspected criminals in the town of Tlatelolco in 2014. The ruling, issued in October last year, has only now been made public after a bereaved mother challenged the lack of transparency in the case. The disgraced South African athlete Otto Pistorius has been told he'll be sentenced in June for the murder of his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp in February 2013. The former Olympic and Paralympic athlete could face up to 15 years in prison. Earlier this month, he was denied the right to appeal against his murder conviction. BBC News.